Hebrews 4, verse 15. He was tempted in every point as we are and did not sin. That's the other thing we know about what Jesus did in 30 years. He was tempted in every way a 2-year-old can be, a 5-year-old can be, a 10-year-old can be, a young 15-year-old. Is there a 15-year-old boy here? Is there a 19-year-old, a 25-year-old? Jesus was tempted like you. Exactly. And with greater pressure than you, because he came from heaven. From purity he came to the sin-cursed earth, and the pressure therefore was greater than you face, having been born in an impure earth. And he resisted it. It wasn't easy. He had to pray. We read at times he prayed with loud crying and tears, Hebrews 5 and 7. I'm sure even as a young man, when he was tempted, he would go off somewhere and pray and ask the Father for help. You know the pressures young teenagers and young in their 20s face. And he had to resist it. And the Father saw it day after day after day after day after day. For 30 years, the Father said, I'm delighted. Never did a miracle, never preached a sermon, never wrote a book. Never did what today we call ministry. Today, Christians appreciate a man who's accomplished something for God. Oh, he's had a great ministry. Well, what to do? We're like that. But I'll tell you something, that when Christ comes back, it's not just people who had a great ministry who are going to be appreciated. In fact, Jesus said, many who are first will be last, and you'll discover many, many people whom you admired for their great ministry and what all they accomplished for God will be last. Some of them won't even be in God's kingdom because he is not evaluating ministry. Jesus had no ministry in 30 years, and yet the Father said, I'm pleased with him. And Paul says, my ambition is to be well-pleasing to him, because that's what's going to matter at the judgment seat of Christ. And I learned from the life of Jesus that ministry is not the matter there. The life we live. And why does he say many who are first will be last and last who are first? See, we can sometimes despise a person because they've got no ministry. They're not in the forefront of the church doing this, that and the other and seen by everybody. But they may be so utterly faithful in their home. Maybe some sister who's God-fearing and really seeking to pray for her children and bring up her children in the fear of God, who's submissive to a hard-hearted husband or whatever it is, and God sees that. God says, I'm so delighted in that daughter of mine who's living in such a godly way and doing it only because she wants to please me. That's all. And you see that person coming up in front in the day of judgment and say, wow, who is that? I didn't care much for her in the church. Well, you didn't. God did. Because he was watching their hidden life. So I want to say that for all your encouragement, brothers and sisters. Many who are first in this church will be last. Not all. Jesus didn't say everyone who is first will be last, but he said many who are first will be last. And he didn't say everyone who is last will be first. But he said, many who are last will be first. So I'm not saying that everyone who is last in this church will be first, or everyone who is first in the church will be last, but I do believe that many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first, because God sees in some people a desire for prominence. I've seen so many elders in CFC churches who want to be known as elders. I'm not an ordinary brother. I'm a rabbi, just by the way. There. God sees it. You think such people are going to be first in the day of judgment? No, they'll be at the end of the line, if at all they enter God's kingdom. God sees those who are faithful in the little things, who have no desire to be great in the eyes of men, no desire to impress or please people, who would rather be unknown and do things in secret, without their left hand knowing what their right hand did, and only to please God, and who are submitting to authority quietly, even if it's painful, say, Lord, I accept it. Who are studying His word in secret, wanting to know what God's will is, and to please Him. Blessed are you if you're like that. Don't be discouraged. You have a great reward coming up very soon when Christ returns. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, help us to value the things that you value, to appreciate the things that you do. And we are told to run the race looking unto Jesus. And we want to see Jesus in the first 30 years of His life more than in the remaining 3.5 years. Run the race, seeing the way He lived. Help us, each one. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.